a Stephen disappointment in the end, but I suppose he did get a goal in those closing 10 minutes. The lads worked hard. There was good defending, I suppose, at times, but just that Liverpool Hope team, that bit stronger, I suppose, in the end.
I think that's the case. I think in the first half there was a point we went 4 points ahead, and hopefully then you were maybe wanting them to press on and maybe even go further ahead, but unfortunately I think they pegged us back, so we went in at half time a point down. I think we got the first point of the second half, and then unfortunately we had a man sent off, and for some reason or other just the heads went down after that, and Liverpool Hope pressed on. I think maybe they had a wee bit more strength and depth than what we had, and that's the way it goes. And unfortunately the goal, I think at the end, really it came in at a time where at that stage I think the game was well gone from us. We were 9-10 points down, so it was academic at that stage, but the fellas kept trying to the end, and I suppose losing in the final, it's never a nice place to be, but I'm proud of them for getting this far.
A good start to half the battle, and that really kept you in, but I suppose you got a red card and you kept hanging in there. I think it was the second yellow, and I suppose it was that kind of game. There was a lot of cards being held out, and you were just unfortunate to be the ones to get the two yellows.
That's it, and I suppose football, it's a fickle game, that's what happens, and there were indeed an awful lot of cards handed out for both sides, and it just so happened that Mal, who's been very good for us all year, picked up the second yellow, and he's a big player for us, and unfortunately it was a huge loss whenever he went off. He was playing at centre half back at that stage, and all credit to Liverpool Hope, they gave an awful lot of they utilised the spare man very well, and just with that last 15 minutes our legs had gone, and just they managed to pull away.
It's a huge thing that you only have two players in your final year. You know, a lot of these lads will be back next year, and it gives you great confidence, I suppose, having got to a final as well, that, you know, the lads could come back next year.
And indeed, and an awful lot of the players, I think, you know, the two Maguires, Tony Devine, and you know, some of them were superb, I thought, right throughout the campaign, and certainly that's something to build on. I know today it's not the ideal day to talk about this. Obviously, we're all smarting after the final defeat, but we'll go away, we'll lick our wounds, and next year again, hopefully we can regroup and maybe add it to a couple of freshers and some fresh blood into the panel as well. I think there's an awful lot to build on there. The fellas can be very proud of their efforts this year.
I know it's disappointing to lose and everything else, but and I suppose the margin of victory might suggest a bigger loss maybe than actually was the case, but overall the competition was quite tight. New York lost to RCSI in the Shield final by 4. You beat New York by 4 yesterday. There wasn't much in the other semi-final. It's pretty tight competition, and to get to a final, and I suppose to be in with a chance of winning, you take that before the weekend.
Look, absolutely. For some of these players, you know, this is the pinnacle of their university sporting careers, and there is an All-Ireland of sorts here today on offer, and some of these players are from smaller clubs, and this is a huge occasion for them. So to get to a final, it's fantastic, but unfortunately sport's cruel, and whenever you get to a final, there has to be a winner and a loser, and unfortunately we have come out the wrong side today.